VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. President Trump is moving to cut aid to three Central American nations whose citizens have been fleeing north toward the U.S. border. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The State Department has told Congress it's looking to suspend aid payments to El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras. Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney tells ABC's This Week.
We need the Northern Triangle countries to do more about not allowing their people into Mexico. They can help us. We need them to do that. If not, it makes very little sense for us to continue to send them aid.
But Senator Dick Durbin tells NBC's Meet the Press the U.S. should be focused on helping Central America.
Where three countries are dissembling before our eyes and people are desperately coming to the United States. The president's cutting off aid to these countries will not solve that problem.
And the president is again threatening to close the border with Mexico, despite warnings that could create economic havoc on both sides. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's party suffered heavy losses in Sunday's local elections, losing critical cities across the country. The main opposition party is on course to win the capital, Ankara. In Istanbul, election results remain too close to call, the opposition claiming voter manipulation. Erdogan spoke in Istanbul to reporters, acknowledged his party had suffered setbacks, and promised to learn, quote, lessons from the election. Comedian and political novice Volodymyr Zelensky defeated incumbent President Petro Poroshenko in Ukraine's first round of presidential elections, according to exit polls on Sunday. Zelensky was projected to win 30% of the vote, easily beating Poroshenko in power since 2014. He earned just 18% of the vote, according to the Central Election Commission. This is VOA News.